everybody, Don Arama here, doing another podcast from the road. Been having a good time doing these, and I think I'm going to keep doing these for a while. I thought I'd run out of topics to talk about, and what I'm finding is I've got more topics to talk about than I have time to do them. And, which is great, because these long rides home from work are really long. So, anyway, so today what I want to talk about, I don't know when this is going to get posted, probably in another couple of weeks, because I'm kind of trying to keep these weekly, and I'm trying to bank a bunch before my baby's born. So by the time I've posted this podcast, I will have seen Batman v Superman. I currently have not seen Batman v Superman, and the reason being is we've been struggling to find the time to do it. This might be the last podcast related to Batman v Superman, but maybe it won't be. So, anyway, so here's what's going on. There's been a lot of backlash and a lot of backlash, a lot of people talking, which is only helping the box office of the movie out. But the backlash that's going on is a lot of... Here's what happens in the movie industry. I'm going to go into it. I'm not going to give you my opinion on it until I describe what the situation is. But when a new movie comes out, it doesn't matter what it is. Usually what happens is there's going to be pre-screenings of the movie that are put out, given to writers at newspapers and or magazines. TV news stations. So basically, there's a whole bunch of people that are given free passes to go see an upcoming movie. And the idea is we're going to send these people here to create some hype for the movie before it comes out and show it to all these people before the movie actually comes out so they can see it. And so they can get some early reviews of the movie. That's one side of it. The other side of it is all of these news stations, newspapers, magazines, blog sites, whatever, expect to get a pre-screening for movies as they come out. So there's an expectation is if you've got a movie coming out, you are going to be sending our reporters, our reviewers, to go see the movie, and we will write a review of your movie. That's the expectation. Sometimes when movies come out, they do not give early release, early release to reviewers. They would rather have the audience view the movie with the reviewers at the same time, or they're kind of expecting the reviewers to go out and buy their own ticket like everyone else. Generally, what happens is, when a reviewer is not given a free pass to go see a movie, what some of them might do is they might not review the movie at all because they are not, it's either not in their budget to go see the movie, they will not be sponsored by their newspaper / TV station /. And if they want to go see it, they're going to do it on their own dime. Or they will boycott the movie. In principle, we will not review the movie. We will tell you we're not reviewing the movie. And that's it. Another thing is they may send the reviewers, they may pay the reviewers to go see the movie because they have not received a press, early press pass. They will pay the reviewer to go see the movie under the assumption of, oh, you didn't want us to see the movie, well, we're going to go see it anyway, and we're going to eviscerate your movie in the review in our publication or program. So, there's a little bit of laying down of the foundation of where we're going with this. Now, the thing to keep in mind is reviews are subjective. It's a very important sentence. Reviews are subjective. What does that mean? A subjective review means the person making the review is forming their own opinion based on their own life experience, education, upbringing, genetics, IQ, what have you, and forming an opinion based on all of that. So you might get a completely different review if someone doesn't have all of those things exactly like the next reviewer. So what does that mean? I'm trying to lay this out in the layman's-est of terms. And what I'm trying to say here is every opinion will differ from every other opinion. There will be generalities that spread across. And some reviewers may say similar things or find certain points similarly. Alternately, some reviewers read other reviewers' reviews. What does that mean? That means bias. So, if someone gets a pre-screening of a film on a Monday before the release of the film, posts a review in their periodical, news program, whichever, posts a review on the Tuesday. Another reviewer is going to pre-screen that movie on the Wednesday, the Thursday, the Friday, the Saturday, whichever. They've already read that review. So because there is already a review out there, the reviewer doing the later review will receive some sort of bias for or against the film. If someone tells you something is horrible, you may have a predisposition to agree with them or disagree with them. And therefore, your review becomes tainted. Again, as I mentioned before, a review is purely subjective. And it is colored by everything I had mentioned before, as well as what other people are currently saying about that same piece. Rarely, I find, lately, rarely do I find reviews that are based on technical things, structure. For example, someone who has been to film school and studied cinematography, studied script writing, studied acting, studied directing, studied production design, studied producing, studied, what else do we have? Lighting, grip, sound editing. If someone has studied all of those things and reviews a movie based on purely the technical aspect of that film, they might be entitled to a review that should be viewed by more people. Here is the technical review of this film. However, because of the aesthetic of filmmaking and how films make us feel, again, that review is purely subjective. So what does this mean? What this means is that people are paid money to go see a film. They don't pay money to go see a film. They are paid money to go see a film they may or may not be interested in seeing, because they are doing it as a job, possibly not as a passion job, where they are doing these reviews for free. But they are going to see a movie they are paid to go see, and they are going to review it. If this movie doesn't fit in with their background of what they like to see in a film, their review is going to have a bias and will be an accurate review for the reviewer, but not an accurate review of the film. So what is an accurate review of a film? Do you look at reviews to determine if you are seeing a film? I suggest you don't. The only review of a film that is relevant is your own. if you see enough in a trailer or read an article about the production of the film, an unbiased article about the production of a film, you can make your own choice and make that gamble and spend that $20 on that movie ticket and go see that film. If you enjoy that film, it is your right to enjoy it. To ignore any reviews other than what you thought of the film, undiluted and unbiased by other opinion. Period. So, for reviewers out there that are listening to this podcast, you can agree or disagree with what I am saying, because my opinion is purely subjective. If you think that reviewers have a place in this world, that is your opinion, and you are entirely correct in your viewpoint. Personally, I try not to read any reviews of a film until after I've seen the film, so I can go enjoy the film purely for me, with no bias going in, and I can form my own opinion of that film based upon my own enjoyment of the film. Batman v Superman, I am going to go see this film. Why? Because the trailer enticed me. Because the characters they are based on, I have some history with. I have read some of the comics over the years. I am very familiar with Superman. I am very familiar with Batman. I am very familiar with Wonder Woman. I am very familiar with the director. All of these factors have led me to go, well, I think I want to go see that film. And I'm going to go see that film based upon my own bias of my upbringing and my history with the material. I am not going to be persuaded to see the film based on a review, or dissuaded to not see the film based upon someone's review. Now, once I've seen the film, and I've either enjoyed it or not enjoyed it, based upon my own free will, unbiased free will, then I can go read that review after the fact and agree or disagree with that review, which leaves it open to debate and discussion, healthy debate and discussion. So, that is my 2 cents on this, or my 5 cents in this world where there are no pennies anymore. What I did want to say is, it angers me that, now this is purely my opinion, my subjective opinion, is that I don't believe there is a place for reviewers anymore. People that get to see films ahead of time, before the release date, in order to meet some sort of media requirement or some other requirement. I don't believe in an early screening of the film. I do agree with showing a movie early in another part of the world instead of the United States, because there are other countries than the United States. And having a movie show up somewhere else, China or the UK, premiering there first, all for it. Film is a world market, so opening it in the US, to me, it makes no sense for every single film that's put out. It makes no sense. As been proven with box office of late, international gross generally far exceeds North American gross. And as such, why should movies premiere there? The other thing I've noticed is the North American market, particularly the US market, is entirely driven by reviews and by public opinion on things that have never been seen. So, for example, you're going to hate a movie before it even comes out. You've seen the trailer, you formed your opinion, you hate the movie. You haven't seen it, but you really dislike the trailer, or you really dislike the director, or you really dislike Warner Brothers, for example. Or you're a pro-Marvel fan, meaning you're not a DC fan, whatever. Everyone's allowed to their opinion, but I don't care what your opinion is, I really don't. It's open for debate, but it's not open for assassination of someone, of a film's, particularly when someone has spent 5 years on a film to put it out. I don't know if that's how long this one took, but it has been gestating for a very long time. When that many people commit to a film and make a film and you tear it apart, in your opinion, because you just didn't like it, yeah, it's kind of malicious. But, again, free will, you're allowed to say what you feel, that's fine by me. I'm good at ignoring the comments. Which brings me around to my opinion is I have not read any reviews of the film. I've steered clear of them. I've also steered clear of TV spots or international trailers. I've seen the official release trailers and that's it. I've ignored interviews. I don't want to be spoiled. So, but the one prevalent thing that's come up are, and it's impossible to avoid, you cannot read a newspaper or go on the internet without catching someone's early review of the film. And the early reviews of the film, by the critics, mind you, the people who don't pay to go see movies, or rarely pay to see movies, have been scathing. And the headline has been to trash the film because of its poor critics rating. Critics don't watch movies to enjoy them, generally. And yes, I'm generalizing. But critics are paid to go see a movie to provide a review. They are not going to the movie to enjoy it. The good critics go see movies because they love movies. The negative critics go see movies to trash them, and very few movies can meet their high standard. So the reviews have been scathing. Horrible film. It's been impossible to avoid the general headlines of these reviews, and I refuse to read the headlines because another thing reviewers tend to do in a review is explain the movie to you. On the off chance you're not going to see the movie, I'm going to tell you about the entire movie from front to back. And then when you know what the whole movie's about, you can go watch the film with every single thing spoiled for you. And not enjoy the film because I've ruined any surprises or moments that you didn't see coming. I'm basically going to ruin everything for you and give more added value you not seeing the film because you already know what's going to happen and what it's about. That's not reviewing a film. That is retreading what the film is about. That does not provide a review of the film. That provides a plot description in detail. Two different things. Plot description in detail is something you do in class, in school, when you're doing a book report. Or you're doing writing a paper on the use of light in a particular film, and you're describing each scene to describe how light is used. That's not a review. That's called laziness. If you want to review the film, review the film. Again, my subjective opinion. Now, I want to take this further. So, what I was leading to is, I am going to go see this film because the critics did not like it. I am seeing the film because critics want to hate the film and want the film to fail. for whatever reason. I don't know why, because I haven't actually read the reviews, but there's been enough headlines everywhere to let me know, hey, I know you're going to go see that film, but you're going to hate it. Thank you. Thank you for not letting me have an opinion. Again, my subjective opinion of their opinion. So to take this further, they have a rating system in everything that you do. So for example, there's a rating system within Netflix. And you go in there and you will see some movies are rated 2 stars and some movies are rated 5 stars. And I've learned to not really agree with it. It's a majority thing, and I don't tend to watch majority shows. I mean, we canceled our cable a long time ago because I don't believe in majority shows. I don't like following the herd. I like to make my own opinion on whether I'm going to like something or not. So, I have a young child, and my young child is at the stage of starting to watch some television and to form her own opinions about things. And in the search for finding quote-unquote good television, or television I can agree with that she can watch, I've gone by the rating system. Why? Well, there's so much material to go through with a child that how do I know what show to try with her and see what works? So we've tried lots of things. Started by going by reviews. But what I learned is, well, wait a minute. If there are reviews for children's shows, for children under 2 years of age, or even under 1 year of age, shows that are designed for children, very young children, who cannot provide an opinion verbally, cannot go in and rate something, you know, on a star, on a 1 to 5 star system. Your target market cannot rate the TV show or the movie. So when I'm looking at the reviews of a particular TV show, these reviews, how are they written? Are they written based on the enjoyment of the adult who is watching the show with the child? Are they based on the child's reaction to the show? What is that rating based on? I'm going to assume it's based on, oh, the parent can't stand this show. The kid always wants to watch it. The kid always wants to watch it, and I can't stand this show anymore. Would you grant that show a 1-star rating because you can't stand the show because your child loves it so much? Or are you rating on a 5-star because your child always wants to watch the show? The real, proper rating, based on the age group, would be 5 stars. Your rating would be 1. So when you're trying to determine what to watch, maybe the rating system needs to be split up. Just saying. Just saying. So anyway, so that's my 2 cents of the whole situation. I am going to go see Batman v Superman tomorrow with my wife. We're going to enjoy it for what it is, based on our own thoughts, decisions, and decision making. And that's it. Sorry for such a dour, evil episode, but basically I kind of want to put that out there. I really hate negativity, and I really hate talking about anything in a negative way. But I'm all about education, and if you are going to say something that will cause a reaction in others, to make sure you've thought it through, but also to state that you are entitled to your opinion, and if you feel something sucks, that is your opinion, and you're entitled to it, and I would not prevent you from having that opinion. But if I choose not to listen to your opinion, respect my own opinion that I don't care what you have to say. Eloquently, I sign off, and we will see you on the next podcast episode of On the Road, or From the Road. We'll see you guys next time. Next time we're going to have more fun. Maybe I actually will provide a review of Batman v Superman. because by that time, most of the people will have seen the movie that are going to see the movie, and the people that haven't seen the movie yet, that actually don't mind about spoilers because they need a little bit more information before they go into making that decision on seeing that movie, you can listen to my review here. So this is Sean Arama signing off. Sayonara.